It happens that Baton Rouge is home for part of the time for our commentator, Andre Codrescu. Recently, he ventured north out of Louisiana to discover a city where commerce and architecture became partners.
I've said it once, and I'll say it again. Milwaukee Banks is where you want to keep your money, if you have any. Made of solid reddish brick, gated in brass, glumly German and Lutheranly understated, they bespeak a trustworthiness steeped in fog, rain, snow, and discretion. Milwaukee is the prosperous but progressive heart of Wisconsin, a state where social improvement makes good business sense. This you'll hear from Robin Hook, for instance, tour guide to the Frank Lloyd Wright-built headquarters of the Johnson Company in Racine. Delighted by the global reach of the maker of Edge Shaver and Raid Bug Killer, among other markers of our daily lives, Robin will point out the vast philanthropy of the Johnsons that, combined with their three-year avant-garde grip on the ozone, makes this one of the best companies to work for in the whole world. Frank Lloyd Wright had his wild artist disagreements with the elder Johnson, but in one respect they must have rejoiced together. The space bubble, where the office drones buzz productively in the overwhelming light, gave Patriarch Johnson, seated above in the gallery, an unencumbered view of every worker bee, while so much curved space got Wright so high on his own aesthetics he never came down again. Happily, he never lived to see his influence on such roundly despised environments as the open classrooms of the 70s. There were many small bones of contention between the architect and the capitalist. The famous office chair, for instance. Designed to hold a pose, it wasn't practical for women who fell out of it whenever they crossed their legs. Mr. Johnson wanted to add another chair leg. Mr. Wright consented, after the tantrum. The chair is still held to sit in. I tried. It was frightful. Mr. Johnson and Mr. Wright, as well as many kings of agricultural machinery and insurance, kept their money in square brick and brass Milwaukee banks that architecturally are the opposite of the workplace Mr. Wright devised. For the utopian Mr. Wright and the progressive Mr. Johnson, the workers' happiness was not about money or privacy. For themselves and their money, they preferred the square brick forts of Milwaukee.
Poet Andre Codrescu edits the online magazine ExquisiteCorpse.org.